Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Until then, we're looking at issues regarding the White House. Is the White House enabling, encouraging, if you want to put it that way, Islamic aggression at this point in time? Joining us on the line once again, we welcome Jonathan Feldstein, founder of Genesis 123 Foundation. Jonathan, good afternoon to you. Always a pleasure to have you on board the Afternoon Overdrive.
Always a pleasure to be with you. The short answer to your question is yes.
Okay, so yes, indeed. Let me just put the question to you. But I love this article that you brought out earlier on. If I can just quote the headline opinion that you put out there, and I quote, "It feels like the Biden administration is behaving like an arsonist trying to put out a fire that it is pretending it didn't set." So, Jonathan, very interestingly, the last, yesterday until now, with some guests I've been chatting to, you know, we've been questioning what's going on with American opinion and how Iran is playing out the situation. There seems to be some kind of a psychological, shall we say, tango going on at the moment. What are you reading into the Biden administration right now as to how it's handling the situation in the Middle East?
It's a good question. You know, I'm reading into it that it's all politics. You saw American streets beginning to really get really crazy yesterday with protests all over the country blocking public bridges. And unfortunately, this is I call it the terrorist wing of the Democratic Party. Is who the Biden administration needs to be appealing to in this electoral season. And I think it's mistaken. I think it's immoral, but I think it's also a mistaken way to campaign. And so what you're seeing is the Biden administration, yes, supporting Israel and pulling together a group of other countries and participating itself to help remove all the missiles and suicide drones that were shot our way Saturday night, Sunday. And that's important, of course. I don't diminish that at all. But then I'm also hearing the Biden administration saying that we should be holding back, and President Biden himself saying that what happened was a victory. It wasn't a victory. It's not a victory when your country is attacked by 300 plus weapons that were intended to kill. The fact that we were successful in knocking them down. There's another factor that certainly is playing in. The price of fuel in America is high again. It's been a problem that's plaguing the Biden administration since the beginning of his tenure. And of course, if there's a deeper conflict with Iran in the Middle East, for sure the price of oil will go up, which means the price of fuel will go up, which means the President Biden going into an election in November will have a much deeper problem with fuel costing $4, $5, and $6 a gallon at a U.S. pump. And that becomes a big problem for him. I just think that Indeed. The arsonist, as I mentioned, is really denying the fact that by sending $6 billion in the summer and $10 billion in the fall and pandering to the Islamic regime, they're making the problem. They're making the problem worse.
Indeed. Jonathan, something you just mentioned regarding President Biden himself, interpreting, as you said, this victory that he mentioned, coupled with also something else you mentioned in your article regarding how he spoke about a certain place being hit and ignoring like the bigger picture. Do we get the sense that does the president really see exactly what is going on here?
Goodness gracious, it's a good question. I wish I knew. I wish I understood. I don't understand. I can understand why one would make a policy decision that I wouldn't make. I don't understand how someone can be so obtuse. And I think it was in this article that I wrote a phrase saying that when they chant death to America and death to Israel in Farsi, when they have their children do it, it's not just because it's a cute sounding rhyme or it's part of a geography lesson. They mean it. And anyone who doesn't understand that now is fooling themselves. Does President Biden understand that or not is sadly a question I can't answer, but I'm just reading what I see.
Jonathan, well, having discussed what we've just discussed now, do you think now Iran is really playing to this tune, really playing on sentiments and decisions such as this to try and promote its cause in that part of the world?
For sure they are, and for sure they realize that they can get away with it because the U.S. Air Force interceded, and I don't do, again, I'm not going to diminish any of that, but it's not okay for the president to say don't and then allow it to happen. it happened. It was an act of war. And then to say to Israel, don't, is an absurdity. And that's, again, I don't know what's thinking other than it being very political in the White House these days. I don't know what he actually believes. I hope he's just making a bad decision and is not as obtuse as I think he might be.
So not much time left to unpack this issue any further, Jonathan. So from where you stand, how do you see now American relations with Israel on the issue, given, you know, like those differences that we sensed a couple of weeks ago regarding Israeli operations in Gaza, humanitarian aid issues, you know, what's happening to the civilian population compared to now, since the attack on Saturday? How do you read the relationship?
I think that Israelis are feeling a little bit more relieved that the U.S., along with the Saudis and the Jordanians, there's a whole other conversation, and the British participated in a way that was invaluable. But when it comes back, when the immediate response is that was a victory, having 300 plus things fired and almost none of them landing in your territory, and now you shouldn't respond, I know this is a fact. Everything that I'm seeing here in Israel, everyone believes that we need to have a very, very strong response, if not for punishing the Iranian regime, certainly to reinstill deterrence.
Jonathan, sorry, I just noticed we just got a bit more time just to unpack one more thing. I just wanted to run by what you mentioned earlier on. You mentioned seeing activity on the ground, protests and what have you mounted.
Yeah.
Have I understood that correctly? Do we see an escalation of this right now?
In America, yeah. Yesterday, the terrorist supporters were shut down the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. They kind of commandeered the Brooklyn Bridge in New York, and there were wild protests on the streets of New York and several other U.S. cities, which, when I was watching it all take place live, the only thing that wasn't clear is whether this was all timed, coordinated on purpose, and timed in it as a consequence of the Iranian attack on Saturday night and Sunday. We don't know. I don't know that because I haven't been following reports today, but I saw them. I saw them live, and it's terribly scary to see people, and even in New York, people walking around with Hezbollah flags. That's unprecedented.
Jonathan, one wonders what we're going to be chatting about the next time we meet up on the Afternoon Overdrive. But Jonathan, always a pleasure to have you on board the Afternoon Overdrive. Take care. And thanks once again for joining us, just to give us your views as to what's transpiring in the White House at the moment regarding its opinions and outlook on the Middle Eastern situation at the moment. Jonathan Feldstein, founder of Genesis 123 Foundation.